You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have John Mercer on the line, and he is the chairman and principal consultant over at Mercer & Company. John, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
So I'm excited to get into today's topic, so helping organizations operate at peak performance. But before we get into that, I'd like to get a little bit further into what you're doing over at Mercer & Company. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, so Mercer & Company is a company a couple friends and I started years ago. We have a background in kind of management consulting, kind of in Fortune 100 clients, and we saw just this huge kind of opening, this huge kind of area of need. So we started our own company as a bunch of friends, and we've kind of grown and scaled and developed it over the past 4 or 5 years. And we are essentially a management consulting company that is kind of, we'd like to say we're kind of the experts in organizational performance and change. And that's what we do, and we love it. And I get to live my dream every single day. So I'm a very happy man.
Man, that's exciting. It's great. I love, first off, congrats on being able to start a company with your friends. I mean, that's awesome to have, to be able to do that. And it just helps in my opinion. So you get to work with your buddies. Number one, you get to do good things. I mean, you are winning on that. So I want to get into today's topic. So helping organizations operate at peak performance. A lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of executives listening right now. Where do you want to start with this one?
You know, I think for us, organizational performance is about, we look at it very much as kind of an algebraic equation, right? If we look at inputs, there's inputs within an organization, there's outputs, and then there's variables within that you can control. And if we can identify kind of those mechanisms and those levers that kind of lie underneath organizational performance and organizational effectiveness, if we can shift those levers, we can make change within those, we can maximize kind of performance on the back end. So we have a huge research and analytics background is kind of how we started. And we look at organizations with a very, very critical eye towards performance, with performance, maximal performance being kind of the output of that. And we identify those variables and those mechanisms that are going on within organizations, whether those are human behavioral issues, whether they are operational processes, whether that's supply chain, whatever that may be, we look at those and we identify those levers and variables within that, such that organizations and leaders and executive teams can make change and can flip those switches on and off to get the outputs that they want. And that's what we do. We look at organizations, we look at the way people function and the human behaviors within organizations, and we identify where change can be made to maximize outputs, right? To maximize performance, whether that's organizational effectiveness and efficiency, or whether that's to drive revenue, whether that's to scale, whatever that may be. We can control everything. If we identify the mechanisms in the right way, we can set organizations up on a path to succeed and a path to scale. It's much more complex than that. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
So, John, you know, and I don't want to simplify it. You're right. And we don't. And this, for the sake of the interview, I mean, I know it gets more complex and we're just scratching the surface here. I understand that. So does the audience. That being said, I don't want to oversimplify this, but I do know, like, the more clients you work with, the more things, and I know this is going to vary from industry, it's going to, for size of organization, I know all from founder, all these things vary, but that being said, I know certain themes tend to arise. What are some of those common themes that you've seen in your experience that, you know, that many organizations are just kind of hitting the mark, and once you get in there, you're like, oh, I knew it, like, what's that I knew it moment?
Good question. I think what we're really seeing over the past, I would say, and it's definitely grown in frequency over the past 3 or 4 years. What we're seeing is there's a huge disconnect. There's an entire theory behind it, right? But it's the disconnect between those that are making the decisions and the actual execution of work and completing day-to-day tasks that need to get done. The separation between that and the executive level board has become so drastic that problems that are going on the very small scale on day-to-day tasks, they have to travel through so many different levels of the organizational hierarchy that the people that can make change within the organization to fix the problems, to fix the issue, the difference is so vast that, let's say, a C-suite executive may hear about a problem, very, very frontline problem, but because it's gone through so many different channels, that person doesn't see a problem. They see it as something kind of inordinate to them, but in reality, it's a very serious problem. So that's really what we're seeing. The disconnect across the organization has been huge. So what we've really been doing to kind of combat that is to flatten kind of that organizational hierarchy as much as you can, right? Decisions always need to be made by someone, but if you can flatten the organizational hierarchy in a way in which the diffusion of innovation or the diffusion of decision making is shorter, problems can be solved faster, things can get done faster, everything can be done in a much more efficient way. So it's flattening the hierarchy as much as we can is what we're seeing a lot of.
Man, that's awesome. You're a sharp guy, John. I know you had something up your sleeve for me. That's awesome. It's a great, great tip. And I think there's a lot of people listening right now that may be suffering from that. And when you said that, you kind of hit that little pain point. They're like, oh, that guy just now said what we're having a problem with. So I know there's some people listening right now that had that experience just now. That being said, if somebody's listening to this and they do want to follow up with you and your team to learn more about Mercer & Company, I mean, what's the best way for them to reach out and to learn more?
I think our website and kind of our social media information is all the same. It's mercerand.com, www.mercerand.com or at mercerand.
Fantastic. Well, John, it's been great having you on the podcast today. Appreciate you coming on and sharing more tips on how organizations can operate at peak performance. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Money, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video and let us know what kind of projects and things you're working on. I'd love to know what's going on in your world too. And John, thanks again for coming on the show.